It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm very excited for this week. It is New Year's resolution time. Now, I'm not going to get into the fact that most people cancel their resolution. They turn it off. It's over with within 4 to 7 days. I'm going to get into how to strive to have a great year. So if you look back at the beginning of 2024, right, go back 1 year, how have you met your goals, right? How have you done well? So that's the main thing, right? Look at, has your weight changed? Has your health changed? Has your fitness levels changed? If they have, then you're a rarity, but congratulations. I know people who their health and their weight and their overall, you know, life has changed drastically this past year, and it's a phenomenal thing. The majority of people, if you sat down and had an honest look over the past year, it hasn't changed that much. So my goal is to give you skills, give you gifts, give you tools to help you make massive changes this year. And one of the coolest things that I'm real excited about going into this year is, you know, most people want to change their body. So they might want to do it through working out, through dieting, through exercise, through better food, whatever it is, they want to change their health. And most people perceive health as transforming their body to look differently. And I'm not going to get into psychological traits to help you have more success in your life. That could be for another time or not at all. But basically, having your body work better, function better, have you feel better mentally, have you drop the weight, which is a major problem with people now than ever before. It's so important. And one thing that's real cool is all the weight loss drugs, you know, the Zempics, the Wegovys, that whole category of drugs are now declining. And I'm very excited about that because no one ever lost weight forever because they took a pill and didn't change their lifestyle, just took a pill and it forced weight off their body. And I can get into how it's not even healthy weight and there's many, many side effects with it. But it doesn't really work because you're not doing the right steps to transform your metabolism. I take care of many people desiring to lose weight, and if they don't change their mindset, if they have it in their head that food is something for weight loss or weight gain, it's never going to work. You have to transform your mindset. They say when you transform your thinking, then you can have more stuff happen in the action realm to help you hit that goal. So that's so cool. I love the fact that people are getting off those medications. And the difficult part is once you get off of it, you put on fat quickly because, you know, you've lost mostly muscle and you lost some fat. But when you get off of the medication, you put on fat quickly and your body composition doesn't change that much. So it's very, very important. If your goal is to lose weight this year, if your goal is to stand at the mountaintop December 31st, 2025, looking back at today as your starting point, having massive results, losing weight, you need to transform your thinking first and foremost, right? How you think, there your body goes, right? There your life goes. So as a man thinketh, right? That was an old ancient, was a Greek ideology. And the goal is to have your body work better. So I want to get into some real strong concepts having to lose weight. And these are true. They're factual. If you follow these concepts, you will lose weight and you'll keep it off. Your body will work better. You'll be healthier and function much better. So I want to get into the mentality of it first. Losing weight, to me, it's not about losing weight. It's about getting healthier. And so that's the first thing you have to focus on. If it's about getting into a dress or looking good at the beach, that may be a temporary goal, but having the long-term goal of having your body be healthy and work right, that's the main focus. I tell this story many times, but my grandmother put on 15 pounds. She went to her doctor and he said, "You look fat." Now, those are different days, right? Those are days where a doctor might say that. Nowadays, they might be more sensitive to someone's feelings, but he said, "You look fat." And she said, "What do I have to do?" He said, "Cut out dessert at night." She just had a cookie. "Cut out dessert at night and go for a walk." So she went for a walk around her block twice and cut out the cookie, and she dropped to 15 pounds, I'd say within a month or two, and her life was normal. She never put it back on. So that was then. This is now. It's so much harder to lose weight now. Our food has so much pesticides, herbicides, doesn't have the right nutrition in it. There's so many hormonal disrupting chemicals that's in our food supply and other areas within our life that it gets very difficult for us to drop weight, have our metabolism work well for us. And I blame it I'm not going to go too deep in this, but back early 90s, the genetic modification of GMO crops were allowed to start being produced, and we started spraying them with tons of chemicals to have them grow properly, and that really messed us up because we can grow food in abnormal soil, soil that should never grow food, and it doesn't have nutrition in it. It may look good. It may have tons of sugar in it, tons of sweetness in it, but it's not good for us. And cows were allowed to eat an abnormal diet. Animals allowed to eat. They really learned how to do Frankenfood very well in the early 1990s. So Frankenfood is good for the agricultural business, good for making money, bad for us. So we have to figure out what's going on, and we have to start eating food that's not grown in the Frankenfood way for a body to work better. Now, once again, I'm kind of talking about transforming our body towards losing weight, but this covers tons of stuff. Because when I'm eating very, very well, according to how I'm going to tell you to eat, my cardiovascular health gets better. My mental clarity gets better. My emotions are much better. Everything's better. And if you look at that, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the life I really want. That's the life most people want, is to feel good in their own skin and walk into a room and be more emotionally available for the people who love you and that you love, because you're not caught up in your own mind, you know, worried about how you feel, how you're judged, what you look like in your clothes. So I want you to realize it's about health, having your mindset be correct. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. What I'm going to talk about weight loss wise from here forward, it's what we do. It's our special sauce, and it works phenomenally. So the people who do our program and system lose an average of 20 to 40 pounds within the first 40 days. So imagine this, right? So a month in 9 days, right? So a month and 9 days, 31 days for a month, 9 days after, that's 40 days. If you could be down 20 pounds, that's the low end. So if you could be down 20 pounds, what's that worth to you? I mean, that it's not money-wise, but what's it worth in terms of time, dedication, discipline? To me, it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. You know, just focus on doing it the right way for a month and 9 days. Now, our program's longer than that. It's about 90 days. But if you do it for a month and 9 days and you lose that weight quickly, you're going to stick to the program. You're going to get your metabolism healed, get your hormones back to being balanced, and have a body that runs well. If you go out and eat wrong one night or whatever, you're not going to put tons of weight back on. I know with me in the past, I go out and eat wrong. I feel like I'd undo like 3 weeks of dieting one night of eating wrong. So it's not going to happen that way if you do it correctly. So when you look at this, you really have to start moving towards organic or natural ways of eating. And you have to focus more on the food in the middle of the grocery store. Food on the outside of the grocery store, all the food in the middle of the grocery store, that's where most of the chemicals are. In order for the food to stay there without refrigeration, then you need chemicals or some other way of making it last longer, and it's not as good for us. There's an old saying I really like: the longer the food lasts, the less you last. Right? The shorter food lasts, the longer you last. So if you have that as a mantra, you'd be much better off. So basically, you have to look at it as, you know, eating whole food that was grown with one ingredient in it, like steak, beef, apple, banana, one ingredient in it. If you eat these foods, you drink water, don't drink your calories. That's very important. And basically, you know, you have to map it out. Now, one of the biggest caveats I want to share with you, this is one of the biggest things I see with people all the time. Beyond the psychological nature of food, because food is very addictive, especially how it's been grown and the chemicals that's in it, especially if you're in the middle of the grocery store. One of the biggest caveats is you really have to figure out where you have nutritional deficiencies first. It's so important, right? You need to figure out what you're deficient in first. And there's a couple ways you can go about it. Honestly, they do hair sampling. You could get your hair like cut and send in samples of your hair to have it analyzed for food deficiencies. I don't think that's the best way, you know, because you can see certain things pretty well there, but it's a past look at what you're deficient in. Another way you can do it is by blood work. And blood work can give you a decent idea of what's going on with your health that way. You know, I actually really prefer resonant frequency technology. And it's a little bit outside of most people's common thought process. But what it does, resonant frequency technology, it maps out exactly what you're deficient in right now. So it's not a snapshot, it's blood. Blood's just a picture during that moment. And if you eat differently the next day, it might be better. Resonant frequency technology tells you what you're deficient in, you know, currently, but it gives you a broader picture. And it asks your body questions. You put your hand on a cradle and it has metal leads on it, doesn't shock you. And it introduces certain questions. The best way I can describe it is if you listen to a record, has little grooves in the record and that creates music. Well, this is the digital version of a record, if you will, and asks your body bio questions, biomarkers, and it figures out exactly what nutrients you're deficient in, what organs are stressed because of it, gives us a total picture of what's going on with your health. And then we can map out, figure out what you're deficient in, what you have too much of, because that's as big of a problem taken supplement-wise as being deficient, and figure out how to get a balance of essential nutrients in your body. It's critical. I feel that's the most important thing. Americans are overfed and undernourished at the same time. And if you remain undernourished, your body's going to want to look for more nourishment, and it's going to want you to eat more, 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 and you're going to get more and more calories in order to become more nourished. But during that time, you're going to put on more weight. So we have to completely nourish your body from a micronutritional standpoint. That's vitamins, minerals, everything that is crucial for your gears of metabolism to spin properly for your body to run and heal correctly. Now, this simple fact, it isn't for people always who need to take weight off. It could be for people who need to put weight on. I know people that have really out of balance vitamins and minerals, they can't put weight on to save their life. And eventually it destroys their gut. They have a leaky gut. Their hormones become all out of balance. Their cortisol levels go through the roof, stores fat under the muscle in their gut. So it can get really, really deep and detailed. But basically we figure out what you're deficient in or what you have too much of. Now, once you figure that out, that's so important. That's probably the most important thing. I've had husbands and wives come in as couples to do our program, and one of them will do the program, another one will just eat what the other person eats. And it makes logical sense, right? If you figure out what you should be eating, another person eats the same way as the other person's eating, but they never did the testing to figure out what they're deficient in, then basically, the first person who's eating this stuff and did the testing to plug in the right nutrients your body needs loses weight. And then consistently, they keep losing weight. They fix their metabolism, balance their hormones, and they have a metabolism that works for them instead of against them for the rest of their life. The other person drops weight quickly, but then they hit a wall. So the first person keeps dropping weight. The second person hits a wall. They lose no more weight. And beyond there, it's frustrating. I call it the pool toy phenomena. You push a pool toy underwater, and as you push a pool toy underwater, it goes deeper and deeper, and then you let go of the pool toy, and it bounces back up to the surface, even above the surface. So that's what happens to person number two, usually the husband. Sorry, guys. Usually the husband doesn't want to follow through, lets the wife do it, but you push the pool toy underwater, it pops up. So if you haven't figured out what you're nutritionally deficient in, you can lose weight for a short time, but afterwards you stop losing weight and then it comes back on quickly. So it's so important to have that test done to figure out where your deficiencies lie so you can lose the weight. So once we do that and you start eating nutrient-dense foods, foods from the outside of the store, right? The outer edge, meats, fruits, vegetables, foods of one ingredient. You start eating those foods, your body starts dropping weight extremely quickly. I did this protocol myself. Experimentally, I was 223 pounds. So I wasn't that heavy. I had more weight on me than I wanted, but I wasn't like obese. But I started eating this way and I went down to 190 pounds in 40 days. It's crazy, but I lost 43 pounds in 40 days. So no, I'm sorry, 33 pounds, get my math right, in 40 days. So you can lose weight quickly doing a protocol. Now, I've always been very health-minded and I've always eaten very well. But in the past, I've tried to lose weight, maybe do a modern day process like intermittent fasting, ketogenic diet, even carnivore diet. I did many of the diets just for a while to challenge and sort of spur on my metabolism. And I'd lose 5, maybe 10 pounds and it would cut off because I never found out exactly where my deficiencies lied. But now that I figured that out, they came off very, very quickly. So if you do that and figure out what you need nutritionally and then eat properly, you're going to lose weight very, very quickly. Now, after that, you really need a coach. Anything you want to do very well in, I challenge you this year, if you look back from the end of 2025, if you want to succeed with massive success, get a coach. Whatever area your life is, get a coach and pay a little bit of money to make a lot of money or just have more peace or whatever you want to coach for, spiritually, physically, business-wise, get a coach. They'll help you out tremendously. But the coach, in this case, as far as losing weight and getting your metabolism working for you, they've been on this path. They're far ahead of you. They can easily see when you step off that path and they can help you get back on it quickly. So you communicate with that person daily. And they can look at your communications, not too much stuff, but from what you give to them daily, they can really see what's going on metabolically with you and get it plugged back in and get your body running well again. So we have a few coaches and they'll help you out to be on track with what you're doing And basically, you're not going to, it keeps you from falling out of line. Most people, after about a month, or in terms of resolutions, about 4 to 7 days, you're going to fall off track because your habits haven't been established yet around what you're currently doing. You have your old habits that come in and start nudging out the new, effective, successful habits. And it takes about 40 days for the habit to become anchored in, for it to grab a hold of you rather than you chasing after it. So after 40 days, the habit tends to be more sustainable for the rest of your life. So if you have that habit for that long and the coach helps you not fall off before that, and then helps you learn how to eat from that day forward, helps you to figure out what foods you have issues with and intolerances with and allergies with, and at the end of the protocol, you pretty much become a very educated person on the stuff you're not even aware you need to be educated on now in terms of moving in your future. So we've had thousands of people do this protocol. And the reason why I'm talking about it in the beginning of the show is because I want you guys to succeed. I don't want you to go about it again, trying to go on a diet to lose a little bit of weight, to have it all come back again. Most people put on weight over the course of a year. So you might lose a couple pounds, but you know, you put on a couple more pounds than you started with every year. So over the course of 10 years, it's 10, 20, 30 pounds that you keep accumulating when you can get down to an ideal weight and keep it there for the rest of your life. And I want you guys to do that. I want you guys to succeed. We have a proven formula that I feel is extremely advanced, extremely scientific, and I've talked to many of the natural health experts, which you probably are very well aware of, about this protocol, and we brainstormed on it. We worked hard on it to figure out exactly how it works and how it gets people losing weight quickly and changes metabolism, and it'll do that for you too. So if you're listening to this and it's the beginning of the year, I want you guys to succeed. I want you guys to have an opportunity to come in and go through our process of figuring out how you can lose that weight, fix your metabolism, change your body, change your mindset, even change your emotions, because having extra weight in your body messes with your emotions as well, as it's impossible to think clearly when your brain's clouded by food. So if you want an opportunity to change these things, just give us a call. For the first 5 people who call, we're going to do it for free. So the first 5 people call, the whole exam process, not the whole protocol, but I'm going to remove that initial barrier so you can come in. Most people become, worried about finances. And I promise you, it's extremely affordable. Our protocol costs less than the cost of buying diet food over the course of a year. So you try to buy diet food, trying to lose weight that way, and it costs more than regular food that you're eating. And it costs more over the course of the year than our entire protocol costs. So it's a no-brainer, but I want to remove the initial obstacle for you to come in the door, set up an appointment time, and get this process started. So give us a call. The phone number is 845-897-5677, or it's 897-LOSS, L-O-S-S, and leave us a message. We'll get back to you tomorrow, and we'll get you on track to getting in the process of learning how to do this for the whole year with great success. Once again, the number is 845-897-5677. Give us a call. Hudson Valley Weight Loss, if you want to look it up online, is our name, hudsonvalleyweightloss.com. And you can go to our website and you can figure out how to, what we're about and what we're doing, how we're changing lives every day. People come in, their lives change, crying sometimes because they never could figure it out before, but now they can figure it out and their life is much better and they're on track. All right, so for the second portion of the show, it's going to be a little shorter, but basically, I want to get into the second biggest thing that people, they're not trying to pursue to change their body, but everybody struggles with it all the time, and that's pain. Now, people struggle with pain, and they go about it nutritionally, and you can do it that way. If you eat cleaner, as I just discussed earlier in the show, it can really change how you deal with pain. So when I have people that I'm caring for and they want to feel even better than they're currently doing, I challenge them to eat less inflammatory food, and it makes a huge difference. But if you want to get your body working better, have less pain, you need more mobility. And more mobility involves stretching. It's very important to stretch, as well as loosening up your joints, your hips, your knees, your shoulders, opening up your chest. But I want you to focus on stretching in a way that brings your head back over your shoulders. Now, I'm going to talk about this for a second. It's like taking a string, attaching it to the top of your head and pulling the string straight up. That gives you an idea. If you do that right now, attach a string, not literally, but attach a string to your head and pull up with your hand. That's close to ideal posture you should be in. A lot of people try to bring their shoulders back, but it leaves your head stuck forward. And the major problem with that is gravity all day long is pushing straight down on you. So if you had a pole right next to you, gravity pushes down like that pole straight down. Now, if you tilt that pole forward and gravity pushed straight down on it, it would shove the pole forward, right? So it would push it down to the ground. Eventually, the pole will be on the ground. But for every inch forward, you had that pole leaning, gravity pushed down harder on it towards the ground. So, same thing with your body. And many people have a forward head carry. So your head gets out in front of your body. And many people have little humps below their neck, upper back. They have a little hump back there. It's called the Dowager's hump or developing hump that you don't need. You don't have to have that if you have your head back over your shoulders. And it's one of the biggest things involving pain because they found out when you have pressure at the very top of your spine, right below the base of your skull, and your head goes forward, it decreases your ability to put oxygen into your body. So you can't open up your rib cage with breaths as open as it should be. And you decrease your oxygen by 20, 30% reaching your body, which increases the pain that you feel. So it's so important to get your head back over your shoulders and let your body work well. The only problem is as your head goes forward and it's in a position like that and gravity's pushing down on you kind of 24/7, then your body tries to stabilize the joints in your lower neck. It tries to kind of stiffen those joints. And so when it stiffens those joints don't move anymore. They become locked in their position. And as they're locked in their position, they become more arthritic and more broken down. And over time, it puts pressure on the nerves. The disc in between those two vertebrae starts decaying and getting thinner. And as it gets thinner, it's like a donut, a jelly donut that you push between your hands. As you push down on the jelly donut, the jelly that's in the middle starts pushing towards the outside, eventually squeezes out. That's what happens to discs. So they become thinner and thinner. And eventually there's a jelly type stuff in the middle of the disc called your nucleus pulposus that eventually pushes out towards the side, which we call a herniation. So that's how herniations happen. Now, if you get that joint moving freely again, that disc can reinflate, if you will, and that jelly, the herniation can come back more towards normal. So that can happen. I see it every day in my practice. It can happen and you can pull it back in, but minimally, even if the disc is thinning out, if those joints aren't moving well at all due to your head being out in front of your body, then if your disc gets thinner, if you get the joints moving better, then that disc can come back to normal. So we do very advanced corrective chiropractic care. It's not the normal care you've seen or maybe you're having now. We do advanced corrective chiropractic care and we use home care and devices to get your spine working better. So in the office, we do specific adjustments to get the joints moving freely. So important to get your joints back to proper position. So if you have your head back over your shoulders, you're doing these exercises, then that's a position you don't break down as fast in. But if you're out in front or even if your lower spine is curving, shifted, deviated in any way, it's the same thing. The joints are going to continue breaking down. They're going to be tighter. The discs are going to get thinner. But if you get that joint moving freely, put in a better position, the disc can reinflate. And the home care we do helps that to happen. We have home care that pushes, it pulls up on your chin and it pushes your neck forward. So it wants to put the curve back in your neck that should be there. You have home care for your lower spine that you move, do certain movements on its little balance ball. And it helps to restore the dysfunction and health. And that's so important. You know, just going and getting adjusted or popped, most people just go and get popped, can be part of the puzzle. But once you really analyze it further, you dig deeper. You know, we do certain x-rays that are different than normal x-rays, figure out exactly the position of your spine. And it helps me figure out the exact care to give, very specific care to get your spine moving freely and get positioned back to where it should be. So then you get the discs rehydrated to get them thicker with home care, and it really helps you win this war on pain. Now, the bigger picture is too, your brain and spinal cord run through the middle of that spinal canal. So as that disc starts pushing out, it puts pressure on the spinal cord or nerves coming off, which causes the pain, but as well causes function to get to your body. Most people don't realize this. You've never been told this. The function reaching your body, your heart, your lungs, your digestive tract. That's why I have so many people have digestive issues and they're chasing it down through more supplements and more food. But there's tons of neurological issues in the lower spine that's not allowing those organs to run and heal and work the way they should. Sciatic issues, carpal tunnel issues, it's all related back to certain vertebra being out of position for too long. And once it's out of position for too long, it creates tangible pain that makes you aware that that's going on and really screams at you to say, do something about it. I'm a big fan of doing something about it before you even have pain. I feel every person should have their spine analyze when they're young to see if it's out of position and get it correct. There's a saying that I really like, and it's, as the twig is bent, so grows the whole tree. And while the whole tree is growing funny, eventually branches are going to break off, but they're not breaking off yet. But now's the time to take care of it before it gets that bad. So I'm a real big fan of trying to take care of it, or at least do x-rays, right? Do a film to see what your postural position is. You can notice it without x-rays too. If you look at yourself in a mirror and one eye is higher than the other, or from the side, if you take a picture, you know, do a selfie from the side, and you see your head in front of your body at all, then you're moving in a direction that's going to cause pain, malfunction, and disease process that you can take care of better now before you get there than waiting for it to get there. Same thing with your lower spine. If you take a picture of your body, maybe with a t-shirt on or take your shirt off, whatever, just be alone and do it. And if your body's curved, rotated, one hip's higher than the other, they're all signs that your posture is deviated and you're moving towards really a major collision, crash in the future if you don't do something about it. So it's just the same as I did with nutrition and weight loss and want to change your life this year. I want you to live a pain-free, high-functioning life. And I want to, you know, give you the same opportunity I did earlier to come in and do the complete advanced examination that we do. We'll do x-rays. Now, meet what you do. We do a posture scan on with our iPad. We have technology that can show us your posture there. And we can figure out from those two images how your posture is deviated. And we can talk about the care that you need. No one has to start care, but we talk about the care that you need. And you can make an adult decision. So I treat my patients like adults. Adults give you the information. Then you can decide what you want to do. So for the first five people who call, give us a call and we'll set up a time to do the complete examination for free. I'll do it for free, the whole examination. But give us a call. The phone number is 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'll get back to you tomorrow and we'll set up a time to make you as happy, healthy, and excited about having a great year up and coming. I love you guys. I want you to have the most successful year you can ever have, and I want to give you the tools to be able to do it. All right, guys, have a good week. I'll talk to you next week with more Maximize Your Health.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.